Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What is the strangest thing that has ever happened to you when you were at a hotel? Plum, I was on vacation last week, as you know.
Yeah.
And we were in Orlando. We were going to Disney. But for a couple days before we were on Disney property, we stayed at the Marriott the World Hotel.
Okay.
So it's this ginormous hotel.
Nice hotel.
Yeah. And there's a cheerleading competition going on, or gymnastics. And it is just overrun by thousands and thousands of young girls.
Okay.
Right? So we get in, and our flight had been delayed. It ended up, it took us forever to get there. We were exhausted. We roll in. It's 9:30 at night. We were supposed to get there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right, right.
And we're so tired. We check in, and they give us the room keys. Our room, without exaggeration, is 1,700 miles from the front desk.
Of course it is.
So now I'm trekking with my kids. I've got my six-year-old Dakota and my teenager Hayden, who's going to be 16, and my husband. And we've got all the luggage, and we're mad. We get to the front door, and I get the key, and I put it, and then it turns red. I'm like, no. So I do the other key.
And you're so far from the front desk.
We're so far. And they look at me, and I was like, all right, I'll go back to the front desk. I'm like, you guys stay here.
You just send one of the kids?
And you know, how am I going to send one of the kids to the front desk to explain the keys don't work? I have to go.
The teenager, go get the key fixed.
No. So, and, you know, of course my husband takes the keys like I'm some kind of fool.
Like you're doing it wrong.
Like I don't know how to use the hold up a key to
a
Well,
it's possible.
Right?
It's possible.
So all of a sudden the phone rings as I'm at the front desk. And my daughter is explaining here what happened.
They gave us the wrong room, and there are people inside the room.
How did you know there was people inside the room since we were trying to get in? We couldn't get in.
Well, at first, we were sitting out there, and I heard, like, feet stomping, and I was like, that's not coming from that room, is it? And then I heard the shower turn on, and I was like, that's 100% that room.
And then what happened?
And then once we were on the phone with you, the friend from next door came and knocked on the door, and a teenage girl answered.
Was she wondering why you were just sitting on the floor outside her room?
Maybe. She looked confused.
So now I'm at the front desk on the phone with my husband, and I go, excuse me. I go, there's people in our room, right? And I go, she said to me, I apologize. My coworker has had a very exhausting day. She accidentally gave you a room that's occupied. And I was like, okay.
Wow.
So then I asked for a free upgrade, and they did not give me that.
Just for giving me the wrong room?
They put me a room even further away.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the craziest thing that ever happened to you at a hotel?
So I was about to open this resort, and I wasn't staying at the resort. I was staying at a Motel 6 that was about 20 miles away, right? Motel 6, like one of the kinds that there's like two floors, and it's all outside doors. Anyway, you know, you can picture this. Mm. And it was myself and my friend who were there. And we'd been working a very, very long day for a grand opening. We drove back to the hotel. We ate some Hardee's, like fast food. And we're talking 3 a.m, 4 a.m. We go to bed, right? Because we're going to be back at work at 10 a.m. So it's a couple hours sleep, then back to work. We're asleep for about an hour. Then all of a sudden we hear really loud on the door. I'm like, what? What is that? What is that? We open the door. Three police officers burst into the room. Make us put our hands up, right?
Get out of here.
Oh, so this is 100% true story. I'm standing there in my drawers, right? My friend gets up. He's standing in his drawers. We're like, what is happening right now? And they start asking us all these questions, right? Turns out they had the wrong room.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Completely wrong room. But, I mean,
what do those people do?
I don't know. But the cops bust into the room with everything but guns drawn. I mean, they were ready to go.
My favorite part of the story is that you had Hardee's for dinner. And yeah. you felt like you needed to, like, confess that for some reason.
Well, if I throw it out there now, I can at least say it happened, you know?
Sometimes weird things happen when you're staying at a hotel. What happened to you? Marcus.
When I was on vacation with my family, we visited this one hotel. One, the toilet didn't flush. Two, the beds had like dust mites on them.
Ew.
And three, it looked like there was blood splatter on the wall. So I'm like, my mom was like, is this the Bates Motel or what?
So no.
It was like really, really, yeah.
There's nothing worse than walking into a nasty hotel room. There's no worse feeling that I have to sleep in this room. And I saw this one reel on Instagram where how to check for bed bugs, and now I've become obsessed. And it's, you take the hair dryer, right? And you go to the corner crease of the mattress, the bottom, and where the sheets are, and you just get it really, really hot. And then you lift it. And I guess like the bed bugs are supposed to come to the front. Now, I don't know if this is true, because again, I saw it on a reel on Instagram, and it shows you that. And ever since I saw it, I can't.
This is the thing, Anna, that I think you and my wife are similar. We can't let my wife watch 2020 or any of those datelines anymore, because if it's about like a disease or something, she'll think she has it like forever. And for you, it's if you watch something about some kind of creepy, crawly little thing or bug, or you're going to like now search everything in your life to find it if you have it.
Oh, no, that'll stay with me forever.
It's terrible.
Yeah, no, something about bed bugs. Ever since I saw that, I'm so grossed out by bed bugs and lice, like the two things. My best friend got me crazy on it, Danielle, and she bought a bed bug oven for your luggage.
I'm sorry, did you say a bed bug oven?
Yeah, so I thought she was nuts at the time, but after watching a few reels, I don't hate the idea anymore. So sometimes bed bugs get into your luggage and come home with you.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
So she bought an oven that lives in your garage that when you get home from vacation,
you put your oven,
you
your,
put
luggage,
your luggage in,
in
the oven, the bed bug oven, and it like makes it really hot to kill off all the bugs. Now, I thought she was nuts.
This is awful.
And she contacted a pest company who said, also, if it's hot outside, you could just leave your car outside with your luggage and it does the exact same thing. Does it work? I don't know. I don't think she's so crazy anymore after watching that reel.
How much does she pay for that?
I don't know. Definitely too much for sure. Jamie, strangest thing you saw in a hotel?
So for me, I actually got a breakfast buddy for 2 days. It was an adorable four-year-old little girl, but she had some fairly apathetic parents. I was there on a business trip, and I sat down in the morning, and she came right over my table and started pulling at me to help her make breakfast. And I turned to the parents thinking, all right, here's your child. And they said, oh, it's fine. She does this. Just let her. And I thought, okay. So I ended up having a really nice time. I put my book down, helped her make waffle, you know, helped her eat it.
They scammed you. They scammed you. They made you a babysitter.
They did.
You know where that happens a lot? At the pool. I feel like when you're at the pool, you somehow adopt children. Like other people's kids start playing with your kids, and all of a sudden you look over and you're like, wait a minute, why am I in charge of all these children? How did this happen here?
I feel like I need to adopt parents sometimes when I'm watching other kids at the pool, because I feel like I want to yell at them and say, hey, are you even paying attention to your kid right here? It makes me crazy.
Right. There's certain parents at the pool that you can observe. There's the ones that are hawking their kids,
right,
and all the other kids near their kids. And then there's the parents that are ordering pina coladas.
They're not even paying attention.
They have no clue. Like, they're on vacation.
Right.
Like, the kids let them do whatever they want. They're on their own.
The kid's doing a handstand on a diving board trying to jump into 3 feet of water, and the parents are there having a pina colada and smushing tacos in their mouth.
Listen, sometimes you just got to let loose. And you let those kids do whatever they want, you know?
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.